views expressed on this show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of radio station KICK, Vision Communications Incorporated, its management, or advertisers. Vision Communications Incorporated is not responsible for the validity or accuracy of information presented on this program. Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin. Get the health answers you need from the creator of holistic medicine and the 2020 Holistic Doctor of the Year. To be a part of the show, call 417-447-1777. Wellness Wednesday. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin.
Good afternoon. It is time for, the Holistic Movement of the Year. Right here, you may ask a question about anything because it is all related to your health. Call us at 417-447-1777, 92.3 FM, 1340 AM. KICK, right here. The time has come, the Walrus said, to ask your questions about health or anything else. And, of course, in this false-demic, pandemic nonsense that's going on right now.
Fake-demic.
And people are drinking up to 30% more and all kinds of other negative things that happen. In fact, telomeres are shrinking at 10 times their usual rate right now. Telomeres, the tips of your DNA. Over the last 6 months, in our study we're doing, we've demonstrated that telomeres, the tips of your DNA, which are responsible for life, health, and longevity, have been shrinking in the general public 10 times normal.
So
that's how bad it is.
The pandemic is working in just the wrong way. It's not
yes.
the virus.
It's well, it's working for the crooks who started it.
Exactly. The society is getting annihilated. Health is getting killed. Yes.
If you are feeling totally exhausted, you might want to consider acupuncture. It's one of the great ways to rejuvenate yourself. Dr. Jill is the acupuncturist that I recommend right here in Springfield. I recommend it anywhere in the country. She's at 1200 East Woodhurst Drive. S Suite R300, phone number 877-1300, wellnessconceptsclinic.com. Dr. Jill, the acupuncture supreme. And, of course, at this terrible time in our lives, everybody needs more supplements, and the place to go is Spring Valley Natural Foods. Right there on South Glenstone, they have more things than any other store I've ever been in. And they're great to deal with. They've got all of my goodies, like Dr. Shealy's Essentials and Youth Formula, Magnesium Lotion and Spray, the 5 Bliss Oils. But more importantly, anything you want, the place to go, Spring Valley Natural Foods.
And absolutely right on. Speaking of the world, the supplements, the wellness, lifestyle, overall health, mind, body, spirit, here we are.
And, of course, we did get introduced, Chris Griffith, our medical intuitive spiritual healer, working with us at the studio.
Hi, everybody.
Do we have a caller?
Uh-huh.
Hi, yep. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
Hi, it's Paul in Baltimore.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I just called in and I got right in. That's pretty good.
Good.
I haven't been able to go live on the air with all the new gobbledygook down there, Missouri. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to find a little more information on the foot pads for putting the frequency there. I think you told me they were frequency foot pads, and you stand on them, and it puts the 877.6 hertz into your body.
Ah, okay. We're talking PEMF device. You're asking about a frequency that's a Schumann frequency foundation with a multifold up to seven times, which is basically the nervous plexus, or people from the Eastern aspect have called it chakras. The PEMF
device. The chakra sweep goes from 5.83 to 56.81 cycles per second every 10 minutes. Now, that's the usual way. If you want to get only gamma, it could go from the upper 30s to the low 50s, but you can do it also with only delta down at the 5.83 or lower.
Well, I had researched with my library research people, and they told me the COVID frequency was 877.6 hertz. And that's what I was trying to get into those foot pads that you stand on it, and your 877.6 is gotcha. And then you would stand where the black light is. You got both worlds at one standing.
Everything that has been published all over the internet is disputed by someone. I haven't seen a single statement that isn't contradicted by someone else. The entire thing is fakery.
So your best defense on this is your immune system. So I would work there first before trying something even like that.
Okay. Stepping into the immune system, you mentioned a couple months ago about Cizigium, and then there's another word after it, which it's not on the bottle here, but it's supposed to be for 150 years ago. It was good for sugar in the urine, and we feel that would be a very good remedy for diabetes type 2.
Can you spell the name, or can you say the name out loud again of the supplement or the substance?
You've mentioned it yourselves, but it's S-Y-Z-Y-G-I-U-M, and the next word was in a bottle I got from Washington Homeopathic. But I wrote it down, and it's just in another room right now. I thought I'd have myself prepared for today, but I'm not.
Oh, it's all right. Always happens. Are you close enough to get it so that we can take an exact look at what it is?
Yeah, let me look at the... Well, I got the bottle in front of me here, but I got 12X from, I told you the people in Washington Homeopathic who are not in Washington, you know that. Mm. Anyway, I'm going to find my notebooks. Let me run to the back room real quick. But I'm hoping I can get something that would work with the fennel I'm taking. The only way you can get fennel right now is ground up in a capsule. And that's supposed to help rid your body of yeast.
That's an interesting concept. And again, you know, when we get a little more information, and we're happy to assist you with exact details on that. But I'm just, since we're talking about the immune system, let's talk about the basics and the foundation of what we have been doing, for over 50 years, really. With over 34,000 success outcomes where everything else has failed. So let's talk about the foundations for the immune system. Very, very important topic.
At the top of the list is vitamin D3. If you weigh 140 pounds or more, you need 50,000 units once a week. Secondly, you need adequate vitamin C. For an adult, average adult, just for maintenance, I think you need 2 grams of vitamin C and 1 gram of MSM, methyl sulfonylmethane. That doubles the effective. That's equal to 4 grams of vitamin C by itself. Those are the big ones. Now, in order for it to work adequately, you need a little bit of vitamin K2. Now, if you don't have any other problem, 100 micrograms is adequate. If you have any problem, then you can take up to 45 milligrams of K2. Those are the absolute essentials. And for most people, you need a good amount of vitamin A. And my favorite of the many types of vitamin A is astaxanthin, A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N, 30 milligrams a day. And, of course, you need lots of fruits and vegetables. If you're not going to eat 5 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables, you need to add the antioxidants from something like ORAC greens, ORAC high greens. You can get 6 servings in 1 scoop.
The other thing I'm going to say, just going to jump in here as well. So we've talked about supplements, but the immune system itself is absolutely essential, and the foundation for the immune system, as well as the foundation for the entire health altogether, is lifestyle. And we've been preaching lifestyle since 50 years now, over 50 years?
Yes, there are 5 essential habits. Number 1, a body mass index of 18 to 24. When you get to a body mass index of 30, your life expectancy is the same as someone who smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day. Number 2 is eating a minimum of, and that's a minimum, not a maximum, a minimum of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Number 3 is no smoking. Number 4 is exercise, a minimum of 30 minutes 5 days a week. Only 10% of Americans get that. And finally, sleeping 7 or 8 hours every night. If you sleep 6 hours or less, you have, you're more likely to have an accident driving than a drunk or a drug addict.
And personally, I have my personal experience with falling asleep, worked a 48-hour shift. I don't do that anymore. In the emergency room, fell asleep during the, during the drive back. I got some metal here, some interesting experiences besides that. So definitely recommend getting good sleep. And stress. Let's talk about stress.
Well, then, of course, reduce stress. The single best thing in the world with 28,000 scientific references is autogenic training. And if you haven't got that already, you go to my our website, realholisticdoc.com. Get it free, autogenic focus, just for signing up for the newsletter. If you don't want the newsletter, you can unsubscribe immediately after you download the autogenic training. But I strongly recommend you use autogenic training twice a day. It retrains the brain. It's what I do to detach from all the current nonsense that's going on.
And I'm just going to add one more thing. The best thing for the immune system, happiness.
How's attitude.
That? Attitude. Perspective. Mm-hmm. Now, Chris, you have something to say to us.
Yeah, about. Another good thing you can do for stress is unplug your television and throw it out the window.
Yes, in fact, Sergey and I had dinner together last night. He asked me about watching the debate. I said, no, I can read what I know. I don't watch television and haven't turned it on in 3 years. I plan on never turning it on again.
God bless you. Right. Absolutely.
Well, I heard that was actually quite a fiasco.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
I was going to say something else, but...
Yeah, so I hope we answered some of the question, but definitely, if you have a specific question, please feel free to send...
The, the other half of the word that we were looking up for you was jam, J-A-M-B-U-L-A-N-U-M. So it's Gymnema.
Gymnema sylvestrum, isn't it?
Oh, Gymnema. Gymnema is my at the top of my list for people with pre or early diabetes. 400 milligrams, 2 to 3 times a day, depending on how high your sugar is.
With meals, as you start to eat. Yes. Mm-hmm. Perfect. You're on target. That's great.
Okay, so we're doing pretty well. So that whole thing that's homeopathic, do you believe the homeopathic is powerful?
I actually, the Sauterman, S-U-T-E-R-M-A-N, homeopathic is my favorite. But homeopathic can sometimes be extremely useful. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you got everything I needed answered. Till next time.
Well, thank you for calling.
Good to have you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. And
okay, and now is your turn. 417-447-1777. Right now, to ask a question or make a comment about everything, because it's all related to your health.
Absolutely. The other things that are absolutely related to the immune system, and this is where I'm going to highly advise those who are interested in good health, or if you have any significant healthcare problems, whether it be chronic disease or otherwise, is vitamin C and ozone intravenous infusions. And we'll talk about that right after the next caller. Hello.
Everything good at all. Hi, Norm. Hi, Sergey. This is Helene from Reno, Nevada.
Hello, dear.
Hello. Norm, I was wondering if you would share with us your new book that you're writing, what it's about.
Oh, it's Restore Common Sense, the Uncommon Commodity.
Especially lately.
Well, yeah. Actually, common sense has gotten less and less common over the last 80 years, and now there ain't none.
Yes. Helene, great to actually have you from the previous radio station. We've been we've been hearing your voice for quite a bit, and great to have you here on this station, KICK, wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm really good. Better when I hear you guys on the radio.
Helene, it's always wonderful to hear from you. Have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye.
Yep.
And good afternoon. You're on the air.
Is this the great... Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Soren?
Big Bob.
Yes.
I found you. And people in Atlanta and in New York, they're looking for your great program, and I'll bet you I can help them get there.
Wonderful.
It's so exciting to hear you all again, and we will help get the word out. I've got an extremely good friend that owns 900 billboards, and I think he's going to want to put your pictures on the billboards and just, you know, let it shine. I'm kind of curious about a couple of things. When you've got arthritis, I think Dr. Soren, you have said that lifestyle, gluten and sugar and other stuff, that makes it much worse. Is there anything topically that you can put on, either one or any of the three of you, that can take the pain down and or to begin to doing away with the arthritis?
I don't think there's anything topical with a generalized arthritis. The single best thing in general is to take a supplement called Joint Support Powder made by Now Products, N-O-W. But if you've got it anywhere in the body and it's extreme, the single best alternative treatment is TENS, T-E-N-S, used on bladder 60 and kidney 3 acupuncture points.
I'm also going to add to this one more interesting and beautiful device that we have, our favorite. P as in Peter, E Edward, M Mary, F Frank, PEMF, Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Device.
Frequency.
There's three modes. We talked about it a little earlier, so let me just talk about this until we have the next caller, unless we, I think we got a few minutes here. So this is the foundation for health, cellular health, mitochondrial health, bioenergetical health for the cell, for the organs, and there's not a single organ system that's not affected. As a matter of fact, I just want to say something. I just came from the clinic, and I had several testimonials that are coming in, and I want that in writing because it's so good. Not only did it work on the three cats, by the way, three cats that basically, and animals don't lie. I mean, animals just basically, if they feel good, they'll...
They go back to normal.
But also on humans, beyond anything that I've seen with any other device.
I agree, and I have a friend who's used it on her German Shepherd with great success.
Okay.
Fantastic. A big congratulations. May God bless you all. And thank you for the tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of us that you've touched our life, Dr. Norman Shealy. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Have a good one.
Hey, Bob. Appreciate you.
Hey, Bob. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Hey, I just want to tell you something. I'm actually familiar with a topical ointment, if you're interested. It's available at Spring Valley. It's called 1,000 Times Blessed. It seems to be quite helpful for the immediate release of it. You know, I realize when you work with devices, you know, it helps, you know, immediately as well as a long-term effect. But to get a quick, immediate effect, then the 1,000 Times Blessed works wonderful for that.
And is that also at Mama Jean's or
I've seen it at Spring Valley. I have not seen it at Mama Jean's, so I'm not sure on that. I know you're in the Springfield area, aren't you?
Yes, Battlefield.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
And by God bless you. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Bob.
Good day.
Yep.
And now is your turn, 417-447-1777.
So now let's get back to the immune system, because, you know, if we're going to talk about the fake-demic or how do we, what's the
broad-demic, you know, it's all, whatever it is, it sucks, and I'm being kind.
Yes. If you want to talk about the immune system, lifestyle has suffered. People are not taking care of themselves. Mental and emotional is a mess. And, of course, mental and emotional is as much of a component of physical health as anything else. You can't separate. Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to take a little detour here. About three centuries ago, medicine has taken a completely wrong turn, hasn't it?
Well, they excluded the soul.
The soul and...
In my opinion, yes, we are human beings. We have a mind. We have a brain. We have a body. But the real us is the soul.
Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is the foundation for the healing, because when we do the healing work, and this is just a general concept of how we work with a human being, we don't work with hypertension, we work with a human being who may have hypertension or diabetes, but those things don't have to be a permanent pattern or a permanent chronic medical condition. As a matter of fact, we refuse to recognize chronic medical conditions.
Since you mentioned hypertension, remember, 45% of all Americans have hypertension, and the drugs, well, I can't tell you how bad they are. You are lucky if you're taking three antihypertensive drugs, you're lucky to have maybe a 40 to 45% chance of controlling your blood pressure and 100% chance of chronic fatigue, and if you're a male, erectile dysfunction. We can control hypertension 100% of the time without drugs. I have weaned scores, hundreds probably, of people by now off their antihypertensive junk.
But also, same concept with diabetes, cholesterol, basically every single chronic medical condition. Even more powerful, actually, is mental health.
Well, I often say if you tried to put a statin drug in my mouth, I'd bite your hand off.
I'll second that. Yeah. Now, let's talk about mental health for a bit, because that's, speaking of mental health and all the suicides, homicides, actually, now we got a caller coming in. Oh, actually, nope. We'll come back to the caller when we're ready. But I also work in emergency room in addition to wellness, and I've seen the suicides, homicides, domestic abuse, child abuse go through the roof, mental health crises. And, of course, it's never just a mental health crisis alone. It always shows up in the body because, first of all, you stop, you know, people stop taking care of themselves, and everything is interconnected, spirit, mind, body. And the whole thing is just what makes a human being, and that is where the fake-demic or plandemic has hit.
And if And if you want to increase your risk of suicide, take one of the mood drugs.
Exactly.
Antihypertensive drugs and antidepressant drugs are, again, among the most dangerous in the world.
And if you look at the research and data, we often talk about it. It's the data is absolutely against that, but it's not. But it's been prohibited, censored, and unpublished for a reason, because it goes against the pharmacomafia.
Up to 75% of all negative studies are not allowed to be published.
Exactly. Now, Chris.
Yeah, I was just thinking of all the effects of the stuff going on out in the world right now. And the big thing is stress, and that is a huge factor in inflammation and immune system suppression. And so everything going on is set up to lower your immune system and make you more susceptible to catching this disease and or fake disease or whatever you want to call
or
it.
Any disease, really.
Yeah, really anything. Yeah. And so this is the prime time to be able to focus on your immune system, your health, what you eat, how you move, what you drink. And that's a big one, too. You know, people think, hey, I eat perfect, but you know, I only drink coffee and no water, you know, then they're going to have a problem.
Well, 80% of the food available is junk.
Yeah.
I went to McDonald's in 1962. I took one bite, I spit it out and threw it away, and I've never been back, and I will never go into a fast food restaurant again. My mouth told me in 62 it is junk. In addition, in the grocery stores, if it's on the center aisles, unless it's fruit juice, I wouldn't buy it. The only thing I would buy in the center aisles of any grocery store is fruit juice.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of nutrition and the foundation of health, really, the foundation is the lifestyle is the foundation. If you put crap in your body, you're generating toxicity. Do we have
2 minutes?
Yep. Okay. So we got 2 minutes to make the world a better place. Let's let's get it done, and let's talk about toxicity. The body as a bathtub analogy. If you ever came into a new house, or went into a bad motel room, so to speak, you know, you find that exactly a very dirty, terrible bathtub. How do you get rid of that if you wanted to clean it up? First of all, you got to open the drains. You've got to let all the bad stuff go, and then you got to start putting in the good stuff, the clean water, and that's thoughts, emotions, but also all the physical stuff. And a large part of it is lifestyle, nutrition, exercise, sleep, rest, relaxation, stress management. That's the foundation. Then you've got the supplements, things, well, we're deficient in most things that we need.
And speaking of water, the most dangerous thing ever put into water is fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
The fertility rate in men has decreased from 150 million to 40 million already. And if we don't get rid of fluoride within 20 years, there'll be no more babies. It's that bad. It also increases every known disease.
Exactly. So we got less than a minute. If anybody wants to call in with a quick question, I'm sure we'll come up with some kind of an answer. 417-447-1777, or feel free to call us in after a break coming up. And anything else?
And remember, everything affects everything.
Yes. So, that we just came across. We think we have a couple of minutes. So,
which one?
Oh my God, so much to speak about. You know, how do you distill? We have a caller coming in?
Yeah. You want to talk to him off air? Is that okay? It'll be on Facebook Live, so.
Let's take a caller. You bet.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air.
We just missed them.
Yeah.
Go ahead and call back. If that was you, call back in.
If you can hear us on Facebook, call us back.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share something with you, actually. You talked about 1962. You ate at McDonald's and said you'll never go back. That was actually considered the height of McDonald's, and it's gotten way worse since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. They keep calling and hanging up.
Right?
Hey, folks, stay on the line. If you call, we'll be happy to talk with you.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
if you don't care to turn down your radio.
Yeah, turn down your radio.
Can you hear me?
Yep, now we can.
And right now you're on Facebook Live, not on the air.
Hmm.
That's fantastic. I was calling in, and this is Matt down in South Florida, and I wanted to hear more about the biogenics training that I know that Dr. Sergey and Dr. Shealy might be working on.
Oh, yes. Well, in 1972, I learned autogenic training. It was so important in my work with patients that in 74 to 77, I got a PhD in psychology. And out of that, I developed biogenics. And now we have over 60 different training exercises to retrain the brain, the mind, the body.
Mm-hmm. And the foundation is basically for self-regulation. Why is self-regulation important, especially in this society? Because, well, frankly speaking, everybody's going to want to regulate you in the way that they want it. They want you to behave. And it's really not good for your health.
Not only, yes, not only is every thought a prayer,
every breath
is a prayer and a way to help your health.
Mm-hmm. And again, the concept of a human being as a spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical as a whole, you can't separate those components. And when you start to work with the mind is the most powerful entity. One of the most powerful entities. Whatever direction you want to go to, that's exactly where you're going to go. Another expression is, if you think you can, you're right. If you think you can't, you're right. That's another major concept in whatever you want to accomplish, whether it's health, wellness, wealth, or whatever else.
And if you go to our website, you can find 60 different biogenics exercises.
Mm-hmm.
For free.
RealHolisticDoc.com. RealHolisticDoc.com. Yeah. Actually, it's interesting. I've written 4 books, including 2 together with Dr. Shealy. We got a lot more coming up, and I still can't spell without writing it down.
That's what Microsoft Word's for.
Exactly. That's what I've been using. Exactly. Spell check. Yeah. You got it. Well, you know. What can I say?
Good old spell check.
Exactly, Matt, exactly. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, please feel free to call us in.
417-447-1777. Now is the time to get your question answered right here on the air, KICK.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have a clock there at 4:59. Is going to be the very
got it.
Of you guys. So just keep an eye on that. I'll give you a signal for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute.
Okay.
That way you kind of know how it's approaching, and then you'll have 30 seconds of music leading you
wonderful.
Into the ending, so then you know it's when it's coming.
Yeah, as well as when we come back from the break.
And we'll be back from the break at 4:35.
Gotcha. We got 2 minutes. Actually, 2 minutes is a
long
time.
Yeah, I want to mention that we have many training sessions. This right now, most of them are online, virtual, but I've done probably 15 virtual meetings this year instead of traveling 15 times, and you can sign up for any one of our many training sessions.
Gotcha. Actually, it's a very true statement. We've actually worked, on other years. We'll take a couple of callers, and then we'll come back. But I just wanted to say this is a very strange year in many ways. We usually travel to conferences like 4 or 5 times a year or more, international and national, international, everything. But, yeah.
And good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi. I just purchased some of the peppermint magnesium lotion.
Peppermint magnesium lotion. You got it. Yeah.
And I wanted to ask a question to either Dr. Shealy or Dr. Soren. I take 800 milligrams of magnesium orally in 2 divided doses of 400 milligrams each. Should I discontinue the oral medication when the
yes.
dose is pumped?
Yes. It's a waste of money and time. It's absorbed infinitely better through the skin than it is through the mouth. And it will actually raise your anti-stress hormone, DHEA, dihydroepiandrosterone.
And unless you want to have a good bowel movement, I don't recommend oral magnesium. But it's great for bowel movements.
Okay.
That means your body's not using it.
That's right.
Then the next question is, once I do get it, I read the directions and it says put it on and then wipe it off. 20 minutes later?
Actually,
No. It says don't wipe it off until 20 minutes later. But you don't have to wipe it off. I never wipe it off. I just put it on and put my undershorts and go about my business.
Okay, so just leave it on. That's what I thought.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Yep.
And we're back with you for the rest of the hour. You can be here, too, at 417-447-1777.
So now, for the benefit of the listeners who were not, you know, who weren't able to hear what we're talking about on Facebook Live, let's talk about biogenics and the origin, because that's a big topic.
Well, you know, basically, the most important thing is to detach from those things you cannot change. Now, you can do that if you're really good, it would just slow, very slow, deep breathing. That will happen. But autogenic training gives you the words that the body actually is going through as it relaxes. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing is free and easy. My abdomen is warm. My forehead is cool. My mind is quiet and still. Now, repeating each of those phrases about 18 times puts you in a deep state of relaxation. And then you can do whatever you like. That's why we have so many different varieties. But you can work on emotions. You can work on the body. You can work on your metaphysics, your religion, your spirituality, your pain.
Yep. And the biggest thing about this whole thing is the back to the idea of self-regulation. And the concept is, do you as a human being want to be able to have control over your thoughts, emotions, over your physical body? Do you want to be able to not take any drugs or medications? Do you want to be able to avoid surgery? Do you want to be able to be in a good health? Are you interested in potentially living beyond 100? Now, I'm throwing a lot of things out there, and we'll cover that all as we go, maybe this radio station, but as we keep going. But there's so much that you can do when you actually take charge of your life. And I do want to say this. When a person takes charge of their life, I don't care where you are. I don't care how old you are. You could be young. You could be older. You can be a teenager. What do you call teenage years now?
Millennial.
But people in their 70s, 80s. We have customers who are clients who are in their 90s and they're doing great.
And good afternoon. You're on the air,
Dr. Shealy.
Yes.
Hello.
This is Alvin. I spoke to y'all last week. I'm the guy that got the hip transplant, and I was asking you about that and stuff. But
the hip transplant question, yes, gotcha.
Yes.
Well, I'm not really on that. I wanted to ask Dr. Shealy, did I hear you right about for inflammation and stuff using cod liver oil to wrap your leg, you know, wipe it down and wrap it.
Castor oil, not cod liver.
Okay, castor oil.
Castor oil, regular old castor oil. That's the greatest thing for detoxing the body on the skin.
Okay. All right. I have a question, Joe. This is something that's it's started a week or two ago, but now it's gotten so bad on me. Is like where I had the hip replaced, but on the other leg, from my knee down to my ankle on the outer side of my leg, it's really super sore. It hurts real bad. It keeps me up. But like when I go to step up in the truck and I put pressure, you know, it's like all the muscles just so bad sore that I can't hardly move.
Get yourself a TENS, T-E-N-S device. When I invented that back in the 60s, they used to cost $500 to $600. You buy for $60 now. Put the pads on either side behind your ankle bone, bladder 60 and kidney 3, acupuncture points on both legs. Turn up the TENS. It's strong but not painful.
Thank you.
There's about a 90% chance that using TENS in those two spots on both ankles will bring your pain under control. It may take 20 or 30 minutes.
Now, okay. I'm going to add one more thing. This is Dr. Sergey Sorin. Alvin, great to have you call in to us. With a history of any kind of surgical procedure, especially lower body, there's a good chance that your hips and pelvis are off.
Yes.
Off-kilter.
Actually, I was going to say that next, so that's good.
But a matter of fact, yeah. I had a sacral shear, a rotation back in 1982, learned how to do it. I've done it to hundreds of people. And recently, I had a fall, mm-hmm. and last night, I had recreated my sacral shear, and Dr. Soren fixed it in 30 seconds.
Actually, more like 25, actually, I counted that. But it's that quick, and it's a question of restoring balance. That's all.
Don't go to a regular MD or physical therapist. They don't know what we're talking about. Find yourself an osteopathic physician, DO, and ask them before you even go in to see them, do they do OMT, osteopathic manipulative therapy? Other than Dr. Soren and I and a few people we've taught, it's only DOs who know about sacral shear.
And Alvin, I'm going to ask you a question, and this is I'll leave it up to you, but if you're in the area of Springfield or if you're able to come down, we can actually even take a look within 30 seconds. There's a special type of a visit where we can just take a look at, see if we can get you better.
Yeah. Okay, I live here in Springfield.
Oh, good.
I spoke to y'all several different times, because Dr. Shealy got me on the vitamin D3 and the vitamin C and all that.
Wonderful.
But you know, like for example, when I try to go to get up, I mean, it just, my whole body is just like everything hurts in it, trying to get up and all that when I put a lot of pressure on it. So,
sounds like a lot of inflammation, so I'd be looking in that area.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Dr. Shealy, I have your I go by your office about every day. I will make an appointment to come in and see y'all.
Yeah,
I'm miserable.
Well, let's take care of that and find out. We'll find out in 1 minute whether we need to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, Dr. Shealy, I appreciate you and I appreciate the other two gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Alan.
I'll be seeing y'all. Bye.
Great, we'll see you soon. Yep.
And now is your turn, 417-447-1777.
Yep. Is there anybody on the line right now? Or?
Actually, yes. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes. I was wanting to know what you can tell me about Lyme disease. I have a daughter that I am suspicious that may have it.
Well, that is a chronic disease, which we have treated many, many times. The single best treatment is intravenous vitamin C and sometimes ozone.
I combine usually ozone and vitamin C for the best result.
Yeah. In the last year, we've added ozone to that. But we have cured many chronic Lyme patients with IV vitamin C and ozone.
But it's also Lyme's is a very complicated condition, and it would take a lot more time than this to fully explain it. But the concept is immune system is a huge part of it, general health, the nutritional deficiencies, especially magnesium, some others. This is a question of a consultation, intravenous therapy, working with the mind, emotions, thoughts, just getting everything on track. And now it's a process. I'm not going to say anything otherwise.
Right.
But
right.
If a person is interested in getting better, they will get better.
And if you want a consultation, we can do it. If you're out of the area, we can do it on
telephone
or
Skype.
Zoom or whatever.
Yeah. 417-351-5221.
351.
Sorry, 417, 351, you got it. Yep, 5221.
5221. Okay. And I would just call in and schedule a time for that for
an
her?
An appointment for Dr. Shealy and or myself. Absolutely.
Okay. And can you tell me what ozone is? I don't know what that is.
I would be honored. I fell in love with ozone about 3 years ago. I'll keep it brief. Ozone has been deemed as a dangerous gas by FDA. I call FDA a dangerous gas, excuse the expression. Now, ozone is one of the most wonderful modalities. It's been used in Europe. It's been used in Americas. It's been used in more countries than I can describe. It's effective. It's good. It cleans up the blood. It boosts the immune system. If you have anything viral, bacterial, fungal, or if you just want to basically feel better, energy.
Mm.
There's millions of reasons, and especially Lyme or somebody who's got a lot of a significant medical condition, including blood pressure, diabetes, and other things, but especially for things that have to do with the immune system.
It is a triple oxygen.
O3 molecule.
Oh.
And take the blood out, we purify the blood, we work with the blood, and then we put the blood back into the body, and it also goes through the ultraviolet, cleans everything up. It's wonderful. I get one every week or so just to stay healthy.
And,
I had one yesterday.
And I can actually work topically as well.
And there's so many ways to apply ozone. Yes.
Okay, so, but you could do something like if she was not there, because we do not live in Missouri.
No, we can't, unfortunately, we can't give it to you. We could consult with you to be sure it's worthwhile. And then we would have to find the only people who do it are holistic physicians. Mm-hmm. I always look it up on the internet. If they're not listed on the internet as a holistic physician, don't go.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think my first step might be to give you a call and set up a consultation time. So I appreciate that.
We'd be delighted. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. And is there another caller? No.
Nope.
Okay. So, yeah, let's continue talking about the combination of vitamin C and ozone. So instead of now I'm going to make a little detour. You may have heard about vaccines. You may have heard about a vaccine coming up. I don't know if it's going to be mandatory or not for this COVID nonsense. It's dangerous. The short of it, and we don't have that much time, I refuse to even consider that. I will not. Unless they put a gun to my head, and in that case, I'll take a gun rather than a vaccine. I'll take a quick death as opposed to painful and slow one. And I'm interested in having two arms, not three, excuse the expression. But basically, if you really want to take care of yourself, think in terms of health, wellness, and taking care of yourself. One of the best things you can do is, and I'll say it a million times more, we talk about this probably not enough, but lifestyle foundation, good supplementation, mental and emotional health, and of course, whenever you need, there's other tools such as intravenous vitamin C, which is a fantastic antioxidant. It's great for the immune system, works fantastic in combination with ozone. But again, it's a question of putting things together as a package, plus devices and other things. Chris?
I feel another aspect of that is confronting yourself with the things that are damaging yourself.
Ah, yes.
Consciously choose health for yourself. Love yourself enough to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to put down the bottle that I'm drinking 30% more of right now and just go, you know, I'm going to eat healthy. I deserve this now. It's time to focus on me.
I want to bring this out because this is something that I've been actually noticed more so acutely. Now, my personal story is I was diagnosed with colon cancer back in 07, and I was told that I would have 2 years to live, or in other words, 2 years to die painfully and slowly with chemotherapy and radiation and all that nonsense. That's when that was the greatest blessing in my entire life, because that's when I decided I was going to do something different, because that wasn't working. Einstein's definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, led eventually to me coming down to be with Dr. Shealy in the Foundation of Health and Wellness and the 50-year-plus tradition of holistic medicine, which I'm glad to say the word holistic, not alternative, not complementary, holistic.
Not integrative, it's comprehensive, holistic, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C.
Yep, and when you're working with a person, how do you change a pattern? How do you get an alcoholic? How do you get somebody who smokes? How do you get somebody who eats crappy nutrition and is doing bad things for themselves to change their patterns? Realizing that we are spiritual beings. That's what we are. We have thoughts and emotions, and we are more than our thoughts and emotions. We are physical body. We have our physical components. We have our diagnoses if we have been given those. But we are more than that, and we have potential to change all that. It's a question of a pattern. So choose your best patterns.
And you are on the air.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little embarrassing, but I'm wondering about IBS.
IBS, irritable bowel?
Yes.
I
find myself going to the toilet several times a day. Mm. It's not particularly productive, but it's awfully messy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on
any medications or any prescription drugs?
Yes, I'm on metoprolol, escitalopram.
Antidepressants? Mm-hmm. Yep.
I take Toprol. I take Toprol at night, just kind of help me sleep. Trazodone, excuse me. This has started. Well, it might have started at the same time. I'm also on Eliquis. I had some blood clots in my lungs last year.
Mm. Sounds like a complicated medical situation, but it's not that complicated. It's really not. IBS, and I'll have my colleagues jump in. IBS is primarily a function of a dysfunctional nervous system. autonomic nervous system, and central nervous system. So yes, you can focus on the GI itself, gastrointestinal, which is basically how the conventional medical system works. Here's the cardiologist working on the heart and not thinking about anything else. Here's the GI doctor working on the gut and not paying attention to anything else, and so on and so forth, down to podiatry that basically care nothing but about the feet. I'm just kidding. The good doctor is going to basically be aware of everything. But the concept is, if you get your nervous system under control, self-regulation, remember self-regulation, the IBS will melt away. It'll go away. It's not going to be an issue anymore.
But you need to be careful about those drugs. You need a consultation with a holistic physician.
And
One of the things that I would think about, this is Chris Griffith, Medical Intuitive. I would start looking at food allergies as well, and look what happened to the health of your digestive system. You know, what's your bowels look like? You know, what's the bacterial balance like? You know, what is your gallbladder and liver doing right now? You know, because it may be another thing that caused it to happen, you know, I need to address the issues that are in there as well. So that's the things that I would focus on.
And I'm just going to say something about Chris. Chris is a wonderful addition to our work family, because there are times when people have just a difficult medical situations. And in those difficult situations, we're able to address pretty much everything we see. But again, there is nothing that works for absolutely everybody. And that's where a good medical intuitive can come into a really value play.
And I have worked with talented medical intuitives since 1972. And Chris is one of the best.
Now, I'm going to say something about medical intuitives. If there's anybody out there who is doubting what medical intuitives are or how it works, or there's so many weird and strange, insulting terms that people use for what they don't understand, but the beginning of intuition starts within you. And if you ever had a gut feeling on something and you were right and you made a mistake and you found it yourself to confirm that you should have listened to your gut feeling, that's intuition.
Everybody is doing it.
Everybody's doing it, whether you agree with it or not. Some of the most intuitive people are the most hardened or most capable military, police, people who will never say that they're intuitive, but they are actually very intuitive in their fields, and so on and so forth. So, and we're fortunate to have Chris with us, who is a medical intuitive of amazing grade.
Oh, well, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I feel like both of the docs here too, though, they listen to their intuition as well, you know, so they play an important part on that.
Yeah.
And I think any good practitioner is naturally going to start intuiting, you know, what they feel is right for you, and it's not just a cookie cutter response. I mean, if they are giving you a cookie cutter response, then you need another practitioner, you need another doctor.
Back to the concept of Einstein, concept of insanity.
Yep,
same thing
much.
Over and over again and expecting different results.
Here's a cookie for you.
Okay,
for you.
So I'm sold on coming in. Mm-hmm. Who do I make the appointment with?
Actually, either Dr. Shealy or myself. We're both happy to see you. And we're okay, basically, we think very much alike.
Yes. 417-351-5221.
Mm-hmm.
417-351-5221.
5221.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling. Look
Thank
forward
you.
To talking with you. And, folks, remember, you are the only one who really is responsible for your thinking, your actions, your health. We can guide you. We can make suggestions, but we can't do it for you.
Mm-hmm. We can give you the piece of fruit, but not eat it for you.
Yes. I just want to put the big picture in perspective, because I see this all the time. How do you change your life? How do you change your health? How do you change who you appear to be. Now, here's the thing. I also had a near-death experience. Speaking of sleep, I'm going to make a little announcement here. At some point, I thought I was invincible, and I had a very hard lesson in that. I crashed a vehicle about 75 miles an hour it was a interesting wake-up experience. Ended up with some metal in my body, wrist, and some other interesting things. But I'm still here. And I also had an out-of-body experience near death, and the light going towards the light and all kinds of things. Now, if I were to begin to describe my subjective experience, because I'm not talking medically right now, but the one thing that I realized is I am a spiritual being. I don't have to believe. I know. And being a spiritual being, I get to choose what my thoughts, emotions, feelings are. I get to become aware of those things, and I get to choose them, because whatever you do, whatever you practice, that's what you get. Wherever your mindset goes, the mind is very powerful, physical, but part of the body. I was told I wouldn't be able to walk, I wouldn't be able to use this wrist. I'm back in martial arts. I'm doing everything that I've ever done, and even more. Feel fantastic, and it's been a blessing. But what I'm saying to folks out there is, and we've all been through multiple things, take care of yourself. Believe in yourself. Are you worth it? If you feel that you're worth it and you're willing to take the steps and follow through, life can be yours in any way that you desire and in the way that you deserve.
And you can have an out-of-body experience without being serious or near death.
Exactly. It's not for everybody. That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I actually got in a car wreck before, and then I remembered afterwards watching the car wreck from the outside and seeing what happened, and it didn't make sense, and I explained it to my mom as I was a child, and she goes, actually, that completely makes sense. And I realized, you know, everything stays relative, no matter if you have a physical body or not. It just feels just as real.
Yeah. So when people tell me that they cannot change their life, or I'm gonna tell them, basically, I'll be very frank. You're telling me you're not willing to change your life. You don't want to change your life. You're happy where you are, even if you're miserable. Again, I'm being very direct here, but every single person is directly responsible for their decisions, for their life, for the consequences. One thing that is guaranteed, there is going to be a consequence to every choice.
And remember, I can't do it for you. Chris can't do it for you. Sergey can't do it for you. We can help you make the decision. We can tell you what we think is best, but we can't do it. I can't eat or breathe for you, but I can tell you ways that you may improve yourself. And if you're interested in that, then set up an appointment, 417-351-5221.
My statement to everybody and myself in the morning, when I wake up, I look in the mirror, and there's various versions depending on the day, but the basic message is, I am going to be the best Sergey that I can be. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what I'm responsible for. If I can help somebody become better and they're willing to do that, I am going to do 100% that. But again, whatever happens to the other person is whatever they're willing to do, and I hope you're willing to give your life the best opportunity that you can.
And that reminds me of my favorite all-time poster, the guy from the cover of Mad Magazine with his picture, and it says, I'm okay because God does not create junk. And I often tell patients, they need to look in the mirror and say that. Mm-hmm. The fact is, we are responsible for our thinking, our actions, our health, our life. But we can help you. We can guide you. And we're happy to do that.
Yeah. I was working with somebody one time, and they told me, well, I just don't have time to do all of this. It's like, well, how can you have time if you don't make time? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. That actually a quote from The Matrix.
Do you have time to die?
Yeah, it's like, if you don't make time, then that time is going to be made for you. You're going to have to do it.
And the time has come to say we will be happy to be back with you next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central Time. Have a good day.
Blessings.
Don't forget you.
Yep, so let's actually, let's just finish a couple of thoughts since we have a few, maybe a few minutes to summarize everything, or if there's anything else that we, any questions. And for now, the radio program is now, officially over, but anybody who wants to contact us, any questions, any thoughts, we are always available. We are always interested in helping, and we are looking forward to the opportunity to make the world a better place. That's why we exist. There is only one purpose for life. There's only one purpose for living, for being, for doing, and that is
to help other people.
Yes. And thank you for tuning in. Blessings. Have a wonderful, amazing rest of the day.
Thank you, Rob.